Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Isaiah chapter 47 and 48. We will listen to our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, read the first chapter, and then we'll hear Faith Comes by Hearing read chapter 48. So let's begin with Denise on chapter 47 of Isaiah.
Isaiah 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind flour. Put off your veil, strip off your robe, uncover your legs, pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered, and your disgrace shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will spare no one. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the mistress of kingdoms. I was angry with my people, I profaned my heritage. I gave them into your hand, you showed them no mercy. On the aged you made your yoke exceedingly heavy. You said, I shall be mistress forever, so that you did not lay these things to heart or remember their end. Now therefore, hear this, you lover of pleasures, who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. I shall not sit as a widow, or know the loss of children. These two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood shall come upon you in full measure, in spite of your many sorceries and the great power of your enchantments. You felt secure in your wickedness. You said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray, and you said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. But evil shall come upon you, which you will not know how to charm away. Disaster shall fall upon you, for which you will not be able to atone. And ruin shall come upon you suddenly, of which you know nothing. Stand fast in your enchantments and your many sorceries, with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you may be able to succeed. Perhaps you may inspire terror. You are wearied with your many counsels. Let them stand forth and save you, those who divide the heavens, who gaze at the stars, who are at the new moons, make known what shall come upon you. Behold, they are like stubble. The fire consumes them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. No coal for warming oneself is this, no fire to sit before. Such to you are those with whom you have labored, who have done business with you from your youth. They wander about, each in his own direction. There is no one to save you.
Isaiah 48.
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who were called by the name of Israel, and who came from the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord and confess the God of Israel, but not in truth or right. For they call themselves after the holy city, and stay themselves on the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name. The former things I declared of old, they went out from my mouth, and I announced them. Then suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. Because I know that you are obstinate, and your neck is an iron sinew, and your forehead brass, I declared them to you from of old. Before they came to pass, I announced them to you, lest you should say, my idol did them, my carved image and my metal image commanded them. You have heard. Now see all this, and will you not declare it? From this time forth, I announce to you new things, hidden things that you have not known. They are created now, not long ago. Before today, you have never heard of them, lest you should say, behold, I knew them. You have never heard, you have never known. From of old, your ear has not been opened. For I knew that you would surely deal treacherously, and that from before birth you were called a rebel.
For my name's sake I defer my anger. For the sake of my praise I restrain it for you, that I may not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake? For my own sake I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I called. I am he. I am the first, and I am the last. My hand laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand forth together.
Assemble all of you and listen. Who among them has declared these things? The Lord loves him. He shall perform his purpose on Babylon, and his arm shall be against the Chaldeans. I, even I, have spoken and called him. I have brought him, and he will prosper in his way. Draw near to me. Hear this. From the beginning I have not spoken in secret. From the time it came to be, I have been there. And now the Lord God has sent me and his Spirit. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments! Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me.
Go out from Babylon, flee from Chaldea. Declare this with a shout of joy. Proclaim it. Send it out to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He made water flow for them from the rock. He split the rock, and the water gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked.
In chapter 47, Isaiah condemns Babylon, which represents the culture of the world. We will look at a few descriptions of Babylon, but it also relates to our world today. Let's see. Chapter 47, verse 8 says, Now therefore hear this, you lover of pleasures, who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. Don't we face a world of pleasures today, a world that thinks it's secure in itself? A world that says, I am, and there's no one besides me. A world that does not look to God anymore. Verse 10 goes on to say, You felt secure in your wickedness. You said, No one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray. And you said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. Our world is a wicked world today, isn't it? We see senseless acts of terror all around us on what's becoming a very regular basis. And in our world today, it's worldly wisdom and worldly knowledge that's leading us far from God. And yet we have so much pride, like the Babylonians, to say, I am, and there is no one besides me. Verse 12 says, Stand fast in your enchantments and your many sorceries. And in our culture today, people will turn to anything but God. Verse 13 goes on to say, You are wearied with your many counsels. Let them stand forth and save you. And so who does the world go to when they have problems? To Google, to Siri, to the internet, to counselors. But who turns to the Lord anymore? It was the same in Babylon. It is the same today. And Isaiah finishes the chapter with verse 15. Such to you are those with whom you have labored, who have done business with you from your youth. They wander about, each in his own direction. There is no one to save you. Will the world ever come to that conclusion, that we are wandering about in our own direction, and that will not save us? The question today for us is the world getting better, or is it getting worse? So as we close our podcast today, let us pray for our Babylon, the culture of our day. Almighty God, forgive us for the ways of the world and not following the ways of the Word. May we see the false hope that the world offers. May we be the ones that turn people to you, the real place of hope. Lord, we know you judged Babylon. It is no more. You will also judge our world, our culture today. So use us, Lord, to turn people away from the ways of the world and toward the ways of the Word. Use us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.